Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. One of the things I try to explain to people when I engage them in conversation about what an exclusively private education system would look like is that there wouldn't be this bureaucracy that exists relative to the civil government school system. And you can kind of think of this in a similar way that we think of churches. You know, there are some church governments that have a hierarchy. The Catholic Church is one example where there's a hierarchy of people. You've got this hierarchy going all the way to Vatican City. With private education, there wouldn't be this hierarchy unless it's voluntary. And so a lot of your tax dollars go to administrators that really have nothing to do overtly with educating your child. And so you can complain about the high cost of a private school, but at least with a private local school, that school basically has an administrator and maybe a school board, which hopefully is voluntary, and then you've got teachers under the administrator and the board. And so the point here is that your dollars are not going to paying someone $100,000 a year who's 600 miles away from your school and really has nothing to do with educating your child directly. And so that's one of the benefits of private education. Now, I don't go around. Kevin R. Novak, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition via DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.